Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Oh, it's huge. We're everywhere. I don't know how this is going to go. I always get a little self-conscious of this because, like, I didn't hear the... Apparently, we were on national TV for Fox.
Well, that's the thing.
The pregame show.
A lot of people sometimes wonder.
I was watching
wonder,
the London game.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So was Wade Miley in the Cubs clubhouse.
Yeah, nice.
But, yeah, so, like... The networks will sometimes reach out to the local sports radio station and say, hey, you got anything? Is that how this went down, Tanny? They reached out to you.
Yeah, yeah. Usually they'll go to Mitch first, and it'll trickle down. And if you want things done around here, you come to the Saps.
Saps.
You know what I mean?
Senior outer producer. So, that's right.
Yeah, so yeah, I was able to get them something really quickly because that's how I do it. And I think that helps. Like, you know, we've had requests in the past, and none of them have hit for whatever reason. It's not what they're looking for. It doesn't fit the story they're trying to tell. But I felt good about this one because they said it was perfect right away. And a couple of bites found its way into this great piece from Carissa Thompson on Roquan Smith on Sunday's Fox pregame show. Shall we hear it?
Let's hear it.
Right.
Roquan is out to prove he's one of the best in the game and deserves to be paid as one.
Bears fans want to keep their best player.
Roquan Smith is asked to be traded.
Hear that? It's you, Danny.
That is me.
That's you in the first spot started. There.
First spot. I mean, Carissa Thompson into Danny Parkins. I could get used to that.
Nice to meet you, Marta.
No, I'm just saying. She's a great host. I'd love to collaborate with her. She's great
Some
on television.
Guys like it.
What?
Contract from the Bears. He's been trying to get one.
We're going
to
go back. The contentious contract negotiations.
What is it about Roquan Smith that the Bears don't want to invest in?
That's you again.
It's more Danny.
It is more me. Why do they got to change my voice?
It's more Danny.
Oh, no.
Two Danny cuts.
They got a modulator on my beautiful voice.
Keep going.
So that's interesting. Speaks is not hearing enough of him, and I'm hearing that they changed my voice.
I'm not hearing any of me.
I'm not hearing any of you either.
Ultimately, you say you want to be traded, but then decide you're going to stay and finish out your rookie contract. Why?
That's what I signed up for at the end of the day. It's like I have to honor my contract. I signed a four-year with a fifth-year option at the club's discretion, and they picked it up. So I'm like, hey, my teammates are dependent on me, and the trade request was declined. So I had to do what I signed up for, and that was going out being the best possible teammate I can be for those guys and the best possible leader I can be in the locker room.
You know, it's any job. If you don't feel like you're being respected, how do you put that behind you and not hold a grudge?
There's a lot of things out there that I can't control, but I can control how I bust my tail each and every day, every week. Can't really dwell on what really happened in the past, but I'm focused on being the best teammate, best leader, and best linebacker in football.
That NFL 100, I don't know how much you guys pay attention to it. It's voted on by your peers, so I imagine more so than us media type, but you're 84 on that top 100.
Oh, 84, yeah, that's trash. If you look at the numbers over the last 2 years, I think there's no one playing better ball than me.
Why do you think you're not getting the respect that you deserve?
Well, I think it starts with winning. And I think the more we win, I think the more attention that you'll have on your ball club. And so going out and proving each and every week while we're winning that I'm the best in the game.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that. Pass is tipped. Oh! Intercepted in the hands of Roquan Smith.
That ball that you threw in the sand still hasn't landed yet.
Oh, I don't know where it's at, but
listen to the crowd now. Do a dance, baby. Do a dance.
Why was that one so special for you?
It was just pretty sweet. Just, you know, throughout the offseason, all the drama that came with that. Making a huge play like that, and it's just like to all the naysayers, all the haters, and that's who I really threw the ball for.
Let's make a play. Everybody do their job. Step up.
Oh, the Cubs. That was an odd choice.
Well, yeah, it was a good piece. I'm glad they interviewed Roquan. That music was slapping. Man! And it's nice that they got some of the Parkins show there. On the
No.
Well, Tanny's the one who sent the audio in. Yeah. Why'd you take all of Speegs' comments out?
Should I put some Speegs in there? You like for variety's sake?
Make it equal, dude. It used to be the Spiegel and Parkins show, all right?
That's different a whole show. Different yeah. time. As we heard, yeah. I said, please credit the Danny Parkins experience on DannyParkins.fm.
And also, thank him for killing sports updates.
I said, please say that when you credit the show. Make sure you know, and the listeners know, and the viewers know, Danny killed updates sure and the did. Update anchors.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, well,
rest in peace, Mike Esposito.
Sweet guy, man.
He's very wise.
He's gone
guy.
Far too soon.
Yeah.
It was all worth it to have Carissa Thompson tossed to a feature with my voice featured on it. Man, well, okay. I think, listen, the Roquan thing, though, is that was a story well told.
Yeah, no, that
right?
sounded good.
They did a good job.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
All right. I was watching the London game. Okay.
Peoria Matt says, hey, Steph, listen to my new ringtone.
I like that.
It's Carissa Thompson.
I think that would work.
Head it into me or whatever you said. I don't know what you said.
I don't know what I said either.
Bears fans want to keep their best player.
Oh, man. That's a lot of stuff. You sound like he was in, sound a little like Bane right there.
Real astute comment there, too, by the way. Bears fans, guess what these idiots want to do? They want to keep their best player.
That's what they're looking for, man. They're
know,
looking for the general statements
fun.
A national audience.
Salute.
You know?
Yeah, no,
you gave him the right stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You gave him
well, not all of it, apparently. I'm sorry.
You did a great job.
I had some good stuff of you. I had some stuff from both of you guys when he demanded the trade, a little back and forth, and then even a lot of Speegs talk about how great Roquan was after that last performance against the Texans. So I thought maybe they'd use some of that. They doubled up on Joniak. Don't love that. You know, come on.
What a questionable choice.
Yeah, you can take one of those Joniaks out of there and put Speegs in there. Come
it's
on.
Okay. It's all right. It's all right. I had a busy baseball weekend. You know, Danny and I doing the thing on the Saturday. With the betters.
Hey, better. Speegs made a lifelong pledge to never gamble on baseball. The moment a television show was offered to him about gambling on baseball, he was like, I will do it.
Not true. Not the moment. I paused briefly. thought about it.
To say hell yes.
Adapt or die, baby.
Yeah.
Adapt or die.
Adapt or die. So Hey, Better debuted. We are the first people to ever do a regional sports broadcast for Major League Baseball centered around gaming. And Tanny listened and watched, and let's see how this went.
But also, I mean, can we talk to a graphics producer here? Danny's losing bet with a big exclamation mark on the bottom. It felt a little celebratory.
Sorry, that was mine. I did that.
Really? Yeah, that checks
out. Or no, it was Lance's.
It was all of him?
It was everybody.
Yes. Okay, cool. It's fun to watch the gambler lose money.
You know what's amazing is I literally went into this project thinking, I'm going to make sure that I have Danny's back. I'm just going to be, I'm going to have his back.
Okay.
I did. Like, I'm going to make sure, like, we're not going to do the whole Danny doesn't like baseball, because he does like baseball. He does.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. You know, say it enough times, it'll become true.
Yeah, you really can tell by how high your voice is getting.
No, he does. But the dynamic of us, like, picking on Danny, it just happened, man.
Hey, I think it lasted until the bottom of the first inning. And all of a sudden, his shots are flat. I'm like, we're on television. This is a new employer.
It's supposed to be a respectable neighborhood.
This is a different
opportunity. Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything.
It's a different opportunity.
What and is your partner jumped right in. It was like he'd been ripping on Danny for years.
Yeah, Lance's like, oh, I can rip on somebody who's not me. Let's go for it. I think Lance is usually the guy who gets ripped on, probably.
Yeah, he keeps calling himself a nerd and a dork. I'm like, dude, you're like 6'3 and good looking and on television. You're not a dork. You like analytics. Mm-hmm. You are not a nerd. You're going to do just
he's
fine.
Be just him. Fine in this business.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine.
Shane, I can't wait to hear this. Yeah. You guys introduced me, the viewer, to something about baseball that I'd never heard about before.
And you're a pretty smart baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy. I'm not smart. But this is a thing that you can bet on during a baseball game that they would not stop talking about during the entire broadcast. Okay.
You play mound ball when you go to games?
Yeah, I do. I do, of course.
So mound ball, for anyone who doesn't know, will the ball end up on dirt or grass? The ball that the umpire.
Right, yeah.
Where the umpire throws it out for the next inning.
Yeah, because even that needs to be explained. Like, the umpire always delivers the ball to have it be there for the pitcher, and then he picks it up at his leisure.
Right, and so he tosses the ball out. Does the ball land on grass or dirt? We're going to follow this here because, and again, this is not available for you over at DraftKings, but this is available for you if you're watching at home or,
I should have scouted home plate umpire Jansen Visconti to see what his record is.
It's next level.
That's
just put out fielder. I'm sure
that's got to be out
arm strength, ump accuracy would help.
I'll say he makes it on the mound.
All right, I want this action. Lance, you be the arbiter of this one.
All right, that's fine. I'll take the grass.
Jansen, not concerned.
Grass is a favorite.
There's a lot more grass. We have mound ball in play. We have the fan cutaway at double or nothing. Umpire's going to head out there towards the mound after the players leave. Roll. Yes. Excellent roll for the baseball. And me and Lance both win.
I need
$10 from Danny Parkins.
You guys will just say anything the teleprompter puts up there, huh? Regardless of how stupid it is.
Mound ball?
You don't know about mound ball?
This guy, the big baseball fan, said it was just so relaxed. You play mound ball, right?
Google mound ball.
No, I'm not.
It's a real thing.
I'm not saying it's a real thing.
Oh, okay.
But like, this is okay. That is next level. Consuming of a baseball game right there. Like, I'm shocked I never heard of it, but you guys talked about it so comfortably, like you do it all the time.
You never heard of it?
You play mound ball.
I don't play mound ball, dude. Yeah. Do you play mound ball?
Yeah. Relax.
Usually you play, like, in a line of fans in your row where, like, you got the cup and everybody keeps putting the dollar in there and, like, you just cast that back and forth.
With, like, singles and doubles and you get to take a certain amount of money out for certain
things.
Yes, that's another game.
Do it with the mound ball. Like, you do it with mound ball because the mound is hard to get. So, like, if it ends up on the mound while the cup is in your hand.
There's a lot of grass out there, more than the dirt.
That's what I'm saying.
Eloquently pointed out.
And the curvature, the physics got involved in there.
Yeah, gravity. It's tough to keep it on the mound. But
I do this thing when I go to the game, or me and a bunch of buddies in the section, we watch the baseball game. We talk about things that happened during the game.
What do you do between innings? You don't gamble on if the ump's going to throw the ball in the dirt. That's what I do. And it was kind of cool because there's a cameraman for Marquee whose job it is when these games are on is to track it. Because like it was just for the gambling broadcast. So I was like, oh, man, we're controlling.
That's
like,
kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying. So they're not showing that to Boog and JD. We're playing mound ball.
I would love to know Boog's thoughts on mound ball.
We'll get him on. There's not a lot of riffing I noticed from Boog when he was promoting us broadcast.
There was an opportunity to ad lib and talk about how much he likes us and how close we all are.
I saw that he passed on that
opportunity. Yeah, I noticed that as well.
But you guys were able to bring your vibe to the broadcast. I thought this was pretty funny and pretty like representative of what the radio show is like. I enjoyed this.
Okay. But Say, as you mentioned, has been hot the last month or so, really the last 6 weeks or so. And even just since he's come back from Japan, 3-for-7 with a triple and 3 runs scored in the 2 games since coming back where they had their first child from the wife. First place.
Mazel tov.
That is the traditional greeting in Japan, as a matter of fact.
I believe so.
Mazel tov.
I'm sorry, I don't know what mazel tov is in Japanese.
No, neither do I. No, and you know what? Say it with laugh.
Hell yeah, dude. Lance is my guy. We don't know any of those Jewish terms. We have no idea.
He looked at me like I was such an idiot. I'm like, hey, trust me, mazel tov works. No one else here might know what it is other than my guy speaks. Yeah. But,
I couldn't just let mazel tov just say a Suzuki hang out there in the air.
It's such a weird thing to say during a baseball broadcast.
No one else there would know what it means. You were at a Chicago media outlet, right?
I don't know what to tell you, man. It was... it's a talk show that's about gambling during the game.
Right.
I don't know.
I know. Relax. I said it was funny.
Yeah. No,
as Tanny would say, did you have fun?
had fun.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, all that matters.
And that Speaks got to sing.
Wow, 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 wow.
We're going to win it.
You know what song that is? What song is that?
Give me it one more time.
Yeah, yep. You got it.
Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, I guarantee you some listeners will know it.
Nope. All right.
Can't get it. I'll give it to you live.
Wow, 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 wow.
Come on now.
No.
You don't know it?
No, I don't think anyone. Guarantee
one more time, maybe? One more time.
Wow, 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 wow.
Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
Good job reading.
Man in the box.
No, I can't see that far.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's far away.
Didn't come in yet.
Roll the tape back. I wasn't even looking over there.
That's right.
Hang
there
on,
it is.
Roll the tape.
There's
right.
Three guys, in a row.
Hearing
the new
it back
man
like
in the
this,
box.
We did all of this on television.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wow, 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 wow.
They're going to spend all
off-season.
There's
about 15 man in the box texts coming right in. Sang the hell out of that riff.
Looking for our replacements coming up.
Hey, by the way, Brewpub Pizza is designed with the hungry in mind. And now, through the 16th of October, Danny, the score is giving you a chance to win a year's worth of Brewpub Pizza. And a specialty pizza cooker that can hang out right there on your counter. Go to 670thescore.com for your chance to win a year's worth of Brewpub pizza. Go there. Find it. It's delicious. Wow.
The
wow.
best part was the wow. seamless transition, I thought. That was the best part. Hey, I brought my bow today. We'll put a bow on this thing next on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Matt Spiegel got on with some takes that were pure gold.
A little too much Parkinson.
Afternoons on the score.
Wow, 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 wow.
Here it comes, Danny. Here it comes. No, it's later. Either way.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I could just sing it if you'd rather.
I'm fine.
Nah.
I'd rather hear us play non-ball again.
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no more mound ball explanations from television on this show.
No.
Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, I think it'll come back. I think it'll come back.
You brought the bow. I love when you bring the bow. I hate when we're out early, but this is the last time we're out early.
That's true. It's true. I don't hate it.
For the baseball season?
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Yeah, it's fine. And the Bulls play a game in Paris that starts at 1:40. So I guess we'll be on late for that game.
That's January 19th.
January 19th.
You looked ahead at the Bulls schedule to find some early outs and some late ends.
That's a late start.
That's the least they could do because there's no MLK Day game that usually they sometimes provide for us.
Yeah.
They'll play the matinee on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
You take a...
Not this year.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's all right.
The King family asked they stop doing that. Take his focus away.
That's what it was? Yeah. Do we want to hear from our fearless leader? Do we have time?
Please.
Oh, this is Mitch on the reporters on Sunday morning.
This is the man who leads us. I have not heard this. I did not see the segment. Very excited for his wisdom to be consumed.
Welcome to the reporter, brought to you by Miller Lite. Maybe we should rebrand today's edition, The Directors, a special edition today. I'm J.A. Adande, the director of sports journalism at Northwestern University. I'm joined by Bob Wardwall, the director of production at WGN-TV, Mitch Rosen, the operations director at 670 The Score.
You know, we look at it as, you know, what are the hits of the day? Playing the hits.
Not a hit.
The hits principle, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. Except he just means top stories, not hustle, intensity, takeaways, and smart situational football. Matt Eberflus and Mitch Rosen need to get together and talk about hits.
They do.
Don't you think? That would be fair. I have the hits principle. I had it first in Chicago. You had the hits principle. It's perfect. What does hits mean to you? Let's get them together.
Thought Mitch looked good, you know, represented well.
That's good.
That other guy's very, very young to be in his job.
You know, we play on the hits principle.
Playing the hits.
There they are together. Pretty cool.
It is. It is. God, I hope Matt Eberflus knows what he's doing.
You're worried. I know you're worried after some of this week.
I am worried, man.
You're worried on him. I'm worried on
Fields.
Hold
on one second. We have one more thing that we have to get to from this, remember.
Oh, we do.
From Now, Mitch has been around for a long time. This radio station's been around for a long time.
Oh,
there are
a lot
of legends.
30 years, I think.
Sorry about that. A lot of legends, a lot of influential people here. So I need you to guess the one person at the station that got a mention from Mitch on reporters.
On television.
There's only one person that Mitch mentioned.
Currently working at the station?
I won't give that away.
I'm going to say Russ Matera.
Russ Matera, okay. Nope. Speaks, who do you think?
I'm going to say Dustin Rhodes.
Okay.
Nope. We just hired a young man from The Ohio State University. Kevin Lapka is his name. He brought in knowledge on TikTok, and we already have a Twitch stream. We started YouTube, and he brings in ideas to a meeting that a lot of us don't know. You surround yourself with people that teach you.
That's awesome.
I love Kevin. Believe me, I brought him here. But that's ridiculous. No Lawrence Holmes, no Dan Bernstein, no Mike Mulligan, no Matt Spiegel.
He's trying to show that we're on the cutting edge. We hire young people. We're moving forward, technically.
Wait, so you also just took credit for bringing Kevin here?
Yeah, I did.
He's on the Shane tree?
Yeah, he's on my tree.
Aren't you his father?
I feel like I could be.
No, his father's a hell of a trombone player, Rich Lapka. I've played with that guy many a time.
Wow. The one name that we shouted out on television.
Playing the hits.
Yep.
Got to play the hits. That's fantastic. I love everything about that. Cubs baseball is coming your way. Oh, Texter says Mitch mentioned Layla at the very end.
Oh, at the end, yeah.
Okay, so Kevin and Layla, who works here one day a week, sometimes less, sometimes more.
And didn't you bring Layla here as well? Isn't she on the tree?
She's on the tree.
You should have been invited to the reporters.
No, they don't want that.
No,
they don't.
No, they absolutely do not. Boomer Esiason was our only guest on today's show. Oh, God. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell for the Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, sir.
I'm getting rid of those papers, by the way, on the table at the reporters. You don't want me there. I'm telling you that, right?
Go in there and bucko. Clean up this place. Shane Reardon's our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. You watching Bulls tonight? Start to finish? TNT Bulls? You
know
my boy Adam Lefkoe?
No, I'm going to be observing,
Oh, yeah, Cole Nidre.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, there's that.
Yes.
Yeah, holiest night of the year. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny.
Was that a who cares about our holiday? Was that what that was?
There's no way to know. Okay. We're Parkinson Spiegel. This is The Score.
It's exactly what you didn't want to have happen today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.